Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so glad for all that I've been through. I still have joy. Thank you, Jesus.
You're going through, and that is Jesus. He can give you peace of mind. He is there all the time. When we are going through, he is there. When things are good, he is there. He is there all the time. We welcome you to It's All in the Word Ministry. Your host is Reverend Dorothy Hall. Thanking God for each and every one of you that are listening to the program. Praying that it has been a help to you spiritually. No, God is able to do anything but fail. There's no failing in God. Is there anything too hard for God? No, not nothing. not nothing. Amen. My church home is Temple Salvation at 304 Aiken Avenue in Perry, Maryland. My pastor is Keith Hanson. Dear sister pastor is Evangelist Teresa Hanson. My Sunday morning service began at 11 a.m. on the first Tuesday night of the month at 7 p.m. in intercessory prayer. And every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. in Bible study. And the second and fourth Sabbath from 10:30 to 12:30 is the food pantry. We're going to read something here. It's something that I have read before, but I'm going to read it again. It's a prayer of David. Prayer for forgiveness. That's what we need. America needs to turn back to God. We are in trouble down here. Listen to me, dude. We are in trouble. We need God now more than we ever have. The country getting ready to make a big decision. And I pray to God that we all make the right one. The Psalm, the 51st Psalm. They have mercy upon me, O God. According to your loving kindness, according unto the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgression, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. I acknowledge my transgression, and my sins is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you might be justified when you speak. And be clear when you judge. Behold, I was set in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part you shall make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, Lord, in the blood, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bone which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sin and blot out all of my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, or your salvation, and uphold me with your free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors your way, and sinners shall be converted unto you. We're going to stop right there and say, Lord, we're asking you to have mercy. Asking you to go with us and stand by. Lord God Almighty, we need you more than we do anything else and any time. Lord, we need you, and we just want to thank you for all that you have done for us. We thank you for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way. Allow us to view a new day that we have never seen, one we'll never see again. Then you close us in our right mind, giving us activity all our limbs, giving us an automobile to ride in, shelter for us to stay in, Lord, clothes to wear, food to eat, and so much more, Lord God. Lord God, you are awesome. You say you will supply and meet our need according to your riches and glory. And, Lord, we're standing on your word. You don't come short of your word. You do just what you say you're going to do. That is what you do. We can lean and we can depend on you. We can't depend on nobody else. We can always depend on you. And you have an open door. We can call you anytime, in the morning, early in the morning, when we are up the night. We can call on you, Lord. And one thing about you, of so many things, you don't tell nobody else about our business. We tell man, and man is liable to tell somebody else. Tell their good friend, and then the good friend tell another good friend. And before you know it, it's all out there. But what you, Lord God, you keep our secret. You don't tell nobody. We're just so thankful and so grateful for you, Lord God. You've been a good God. You've been a great God. You've been a mighty God. And we just love you, Lord God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you because we can depend on you. We thank you for so many things that you have done for us down through the years. You said in your word, say, I will never leave you nor forsake us. Sometimes it's been good and sometimes it's been bad. But we know for sure that you have always been there to bring us through the storm. And sometimes the storm of life be raging, but you bring us through it, Lord. And you can calm any storm that we have in our life. You can calm it down. Lord, we just said thank you. We love you. We praise you. We magnify your name. Now, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, God, when you think about how awesome God is, how he just shakes us and wakes us up in the morning. No alarm clock don't wake us up. Jesus wakes us up in the morning. And then he allows us to go out through the whole day, and he keeps us from all hurt, harm, and danger. What a mighty God we serve. What a loving God we serve. What a forgiving God we serve. What a just God we serve. A merciful God. Thank you for his grace. Thank you for his mercy. Because we should have been cut off a long time ago. He allowed us to be here right now. And it was nobody but Jesus that done it. He pleaded our case with the Father, saying, give him a little more time to pray. A little more time. And we thank God for the time that he has given us already. And we're expecting and believing and trusting he'll give us many, many more. But God is able to do all things. Do anything, don't fail. There's no failing in God. God won't fail you. He won't disappoint you. He won't let you down. And he won't turn his back on you when things are going bad. He'll be right there with you, right there in the midst. We're talking about using what God gave us. You know, some people have so much talent, and they use it in the wrong way, not for God's glory, but for Satan's glory. We ought to use our talent for God's glory. We are here for his glory. We ought to do things for his glory. But we don't. Using what God gave you. And we would say it's a shame. One of the young lady I talked about, it's a shame that she's not using her talent. And it's a God-given talent. And it's more than one. But her, particularly, I'm hoping and praying that someday and somehow, in some way, she'll be able to just do what God wants her to do fully and don't have to worry about finance or nothing. I'm praying for that. Romans 12, and I'll start at the third verse. For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Oh, we are good for that. We go around with our nose up in the air, don't want to speak to people. And we're just terrible. Some of us, we got some bad ways. Some of us, we got some nasty ways. God will bring you down. Humble yourself before God Almighty. So he has to do it. If he has to do it, you might not like the way he does it. So do it for yourself now, so he won't have to do it later on in life. Sometimes we put ourselves on a pedestal. Lift our own self up. If we exalt ourselves, we shall be abased. But if we abase, God will exalt us in due time, in his own season. But to think soberly, that means don't be high-minded. According as God has dwelt in every man the measure of faith. This is given by the Holy Spirit at conversion, when you are changed. For as we have many members, and one body. And all members have not the same office, different function. But we being many are one body in Christ and every one member one of another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, the different gifts. For the prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. On ministry, let us wait on our ministry. He who teach on teaching. He who exhort on exhortation. He who give, let him do it with simplicity. He who rules with diligence. He who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Isn't that God good? His word is good. Every child of God that is born with a gift have a gift in their life that God has given them from birth. They might not realize until years and years later, but it will eventually come to surface. We can use it for God's glory or Satan's glory. God deserves your best. Not part of you, but all of you. He shaped you for a purpose, and he expects you to make the most of what you have been given. Make the most of it. He doesn't want you to worry about a covet ability you don't have. Don't worry about what somebody else got. Somebody can sing good. Somebody can pray good. Somebody can preach good. Don't worry about that. Don't covet their gift. But use and be grateful for the gift that God has given you. Use that gift. He wants you to focus your talent that he has given you to use. God wants you to enjoy using the shape he has given you. What God has given you, he wants you to use it for his glory. Hebrews 12:1 says, let us lay aside every weight and sin. Sin weigh you down, which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto who? To Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Satan will try to steal your joy of service from you in a couple of ways, by tempting you to compare your ministry with others, or by tempting you to conform your ministry expectation of others. You can't do that. You cannot do that. What God has for me is for me, and what God has for you is for you. Both those, what I just read to you, are deadly traps and will distract you from serving in ways God intends for our goal is to stay within the boundary of God's plan for us. Ask God, say, God, what do you have planned for me? What will you have me to do? Where will you have me to go? What will you have me to say? Because I don't know. But Lord God, you know all things. You are wise God. You are all-knowing God, all-seeing God. And you know what I'm supposed to do. So now, Lord, reveal it to me so I will know. God wants you to use the gift that he gave you first and utmost. Be faithful. Be faithful in all that you do. Be faithful. Don't settle for a half-developed gift. Half-developed gift. Don't settle for that. Grip yourself and learn all you can. Do your best for God. We are working for an eternal crown that will last forever. Forever. A crown that will last forever. And we won't have to die no more. We won't have to suffer no more. Won't have to cry no more. Won't be depressed no more. But we'll be with God forever and ever, for eternity. And that's forever. The word boundary refers to the fact that God assigned each of us a field or sphere of service. Your shape determines your specialty. When we try to overextend our ministry, reach beyond what God shaped us for, we experience stress. And for some reason, God knows, but for some reason, I want to go back to school at my age. I've been asking God, Lord, if you don't want me to do it, let me know. Please let me know. God gave every saint a gift. Some he gave many gifts to build up the body of Christ. Whatever God gave you, use it for the glory of God. 9 gifts, but to one is given. I'll read it to them. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, containing information concerning the future of people, places, or things. To another, the word of knowledge. That's great. By the same Spirit, to another, faith, specializing faith. By the same Spirit. The same Spirit is not no other Spirit. It's the same Spirit, God's Spirit. To another, some people have the gift of healing, can lay hands on you and heal you, pray for you and heal you, anoint you and pray and heal you. Some people have that gift. Everybody don't have the same gift. By the same Spirit, to another, the working of miracles, extraordinary things. To another, prophecy. This is for edification and exhortation and comfort. This has nothing to do with the office of the prophet. To another, discerning of spirits. Whether the spirit of God, or human spirit, or evil spirit. Sometimes we have to discern of spirits. Whether it be human spirit, or evil spirit, or spiritual. To another, diverse kind of tongue is meant to be interpreted. To another, the interpretation of tongue. Be faithful. Be faithful in all that you do. Do your best for God. Like I said, we are working for an eternal crown. The crown that God is going to give us. That's what we're working for. God is awesome. I just want to do what God wants me to do. No more. I just want to do what God wants me to do, because what he wants me to do is going to be enough. Going to be enough. That is working a miracle. We did that. Discerning the spirit. We did that. Interpretation of song. We've done that. But all these work that one of the self-same spirit, dividing to every man several as he will. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, also in Christ. Accept and enjoy your shape. Since God knows what's best for you, you shall be gratefully accept the way he has fashioned you. The Bible says, what's right have you, a human being. We need to examine ourselves. Examine ourselves. The clay has no right to tell the potter, why did you make me? This shape, surely a potter can do what he likes with the clay. Paul understood that his calling was not to accomplish everything or please everyone, but to focus only on the particular ministry God has shaped for him. For he said, let me see, this paper turn over here. But he said, the goal is to stay within the boundary of God's plan for us. We know what God's plan is for us, so we stay within that boundary. When you go outside it, you're going to run into trouble. You can get depressed, upset, want to quit, and everything. So stay within the boundary of what God has set for you. Only you know those boundaries. Nobody else but you. Satan will try to steal the joy of service from you in a couple of ways. By tempting you to compare your ministry with others. And by tempting you to conform your ministry to the expectation of others. Both are deadly traps. These are traps that Satan sets for you. That will distract you from serving the way God intends for you to serve. Keep your mind on Christ and Him crucified. Don't let go of the cross and what He did at the cross. We was made for God's glory. We are to live a life that brings Him glory. You are created to serve God. You were saved to serve God. You are called to serve God. You're commanded to serve God. Christ came not to be served, but to serve and give His life for the whole world that we might be saved and we may be made the righteousness of God. We grow up in order to give out. It is not enough to keep learning more and more. We must act on what we know and practice what we claim to believe. Impression without expression causes depression. But all these work the same in the self-same spirit, dividing every man several as he will. For as the body, meaning the church, is one and has many members, and all the members of the same one body, being many are one body, referred to the church as being the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. For by the one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free. You know God knows what He's doing. He knows exactly what He's doing. He came down to show us the way. Let God lead you and guide you, teach you and keep you. When He keeps you, you will be kept. Serve God. Do things for God's glory. Not your own glory. It's not about you and I. But it's all about God and what He did. He sent His Son down to fall in two generations just for us to die on an old rugged cross. Just for the whole world. And when you go, before you go to the polls to vote, ask God to show you who you should vote for. May God bless you. May God keep you. May heaven smile upon you. If you run with God, He'll run with you. And remember, it's all in the Word. God bless.